One time during class, I was leading a soul retrieval journey and taking myself through the journey and found that a wolf returned with me. And it was just at the time that my son had been born. For many years, I've traveled through the Andes and the Amazon as an anthropologist and then as a student of shamanism and have a lot of experience in the mountains and in the rainforest. But I knew nothing about being a dad and was terrified at the thought of being condemned to drive a minivan for the rest of my life and not be able to fulfill my calling. And during the journey, I received a wolf. And during the dialogue process, the wolf informed me that it had come to teach me about family and independence, about belonging to a pack, but being able to travel far on your own, but always returning back to the family and to the pack, about deep loyalty and freedom. And it was going to teach me to travel to places where jaguars could not go. And the wolf taught me about fathering. It taught me about loyalty to my family. It taught me about journeying far into the Andes, into the mountains, and returning back to my home and my children. It taught me about taking my children with me on journeys and expeditions. It brought me its instinct of family, an instinct that had not been provoked or sharpened within me because of my dedication to other kinds of work. It's been a great teacher throughout these years. So be sure to take the time to dialogue, both with the soul part and the spirit animal, to find their hidden voices, to find their messages, and revisit your dialogue every few days. Discover how their messages and communications evolve. You will find this an immensely rewarding experience. We have tremendous assistance available to us from the spirit world. Recover that which you have lost, so that you can embark on to the journey of destiny.